constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours. Even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar since I never play. But it's like, what if I actually end up taking lessons? Sure, I've had it for 8 years, but if I get rid of it, then what will my New Year's resolution be next January?
Exactly. So bundle your renters and auto and save with Progressive. And protect the things that make sense to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Apartment buildings near Tel Aviv destroyed. A hospital hit in southern Israel as Iran hit civilian targets this morning, wounding 40. Israel attacked an inactive Iranian nuclear reactor, still hoping for the U.S. bunker buster bomb to penetrate the main nuclear facility. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
In the White House Situation Room, sources say Trump was briefed on military operations for striking Iran, including a plan to destroy Iran's Fordo nuclear facility deep inside a mountain using a weapon only the U.S. has.
Iran is sending its foreign minister to meet with the European counterparts tomorrow in Geneva. In Israel's other war, the Gaza Health Ministry says 12 people have been killed this morning trying to reach aid distribution sites. Mud and rock slides have rendered I-40 impassable through the Great Smoky Mountains. Hurricane warning for Acapulco, Eric, now a Category 4. This is ABC News. Do not eat chicken Alfredo packaging from Walmart or Kroger. The market side and home chef brands are linked to listeria. Three people have died. Sheriff's deputies in Philadelphia were carrying out an eviction when they came across an alligator in the home. The tenant apparently left the animal behind. The tenant should never have gotten it, says Sarah Bennett of Animal Control.
You can tell from the skin he wasn't getting enough water. He wasn't getting enough food. He wasn't getting the care that he needed, you know, and because gators are not meant to be pets.
Imagine being the neighbor, Dolores Meck.
I'm upset that someone would bring an alligator inside of the house.
A gator rescue group from Florida is going to take Choppy to a sanctuary. The Oklahoma City Thunder looking to end the NBA Finals tonight. They hold a 3-2 lead over the Pacers ahead of Game 6 in Indianapolis. If there is a Game 7, that'll be Sunday night. I'm Wayne Cabot. ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Beginning Thursday, June 19th, weather permitting, the Price County Highway Department will be adding gravel to the shoulders of County Highway A. The work zone will be between State Highway 13 and U.S. Highway 8 in the town of Prentice. County Highway A will be limited to one lane of traffic in the work zone from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and due to delays this may cause in your travels and the substantial work crew within the work zone, the Price County Highway Department is recommending an alternative route of State Highway 13 to U.S. Highway 8. Please allow extra time for your commute, and as always, bring yourself an extra cup of coffee, because we all know how absolutely thrilling the work zone is. The Price County Highway Department thanks you very much for your understanding and cooperation. Saturday, June 28th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., there's a pie and ice cream social fundraiser at the Old Town Hall Museum in Fifield. This is hosted by the Price County Historical Society and is your opportunity to tour both the Old Town Hall and Greenfield School Museums and enjoy the displays. All proceeds will go towards buildings and grounds maintenance. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, June 28th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at West 7213 Pine Street, which is Highway 13, in Fifield. Beware of getting sick this weekend with the high temperatures arriving. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what to look out for.
The heat and humidity are building. It's time to be aware of signs of heat-related illnesses, like heat stroke, and it can happen fast, which is why hydration is important. Here's what's happening. We're sweating more because the air is muggy and full of water, so it's harder to evaporate the sweat off of us, which that cools us down. So since our internal body temperatures can rise to unhealthy levels, it's why you should avoid strenuous activities in the high heat. Or be sure to keep an eye on your water intake. Avoid sugary drinks and alcohol, as those work to dehydrate you even more. If you start to feel dizzy, confused, or suddenly stop sweating, it's time to get inside and find some AC. Or find a fan, get in a shaded area, cool down. Because if you continue, heat stroke is possible. You could see stars, blackout, or throw up. Nearly 700 Wisconsinites have visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year, and 39 kids across the country died. Never leave them or pets inside of a car, because in just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of your car can hit 109 degrees Fahrenheit. Stay cool. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices.
Larry John Peterson, age 85, of Park Falls, died on Thursday, June 12, 2025, at his home. He is survived by his wife Betty of Park Falls, his two sons Jeff Peterson of Park Falls and Eddie Peterson of Eau Claire, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, his sister-in-law, five stepchildren, Donald Miesbauer, Karen Clark, Tim Miesbauer, Roger Miesbauer, and Julie Howard, nine step-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Services will be held at Rock of Ages Lutheran Church in Minocqua on Saturday, June 21st at 11 a.m. Reverend Brian Learman will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Interment will take place at Nola Cemetery in Park Falls. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been a funeral notice for Larry John Peterson, age 85, of Park Falls.
George Walter Grigleski of Phillips passed away on June 7th at the age of 90. He is survived by his sister Dorothy of Phillips, Wisconsin, a brother Thomas of Waldo, Wisconsin, his sister-in-law, and numerous nieces and nephews. A mass of Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday, June 19th at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips, Wisconsin. Visitation will be held from 9:30 a.m. until the time of the service. This has been the funeral notice for George Walter Grigleski, 90, of Phillips. Dennis Martin Beal, age 61, of Merrill, died on Friday, June 6, 2025, at Rennis Health and Rehab Center in Weston. He is survived by his father, Eugene Hoppy Beal of Glidden, sister Leslie Lee of Park Falls, brother Fred Beal of Glidden, and by nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A celebration of life will be held in Merrill at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dennis Martin Beal, 61, of Merrill.
The celebration of life service for Sharon Kathleen Schauer, age 74, of Butternut, who passed away on December 20th of 2024, will be held from 12 p.m. until 5 p.m. this Saturday, June 21st, at the Midway Bar in Butternut. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the celebration of life notice for Sharon Kathleen Schauer, 73, of Butternut.
Helen Krucky, age 96, of Phillips, Wisconsin, passed away on Wednesday, June 18th, at Colonial Health Services in Colby, Wisconsin. Funeral Mass for Helen will be held Saturday, June 21st, at 11 a.m. at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips, Wisconsin, with visitation from 10 a.m. till the time of the service. Burial will be held at St. Patrick's Cemetery. Heinel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services is assisting the family. This has been a funeral notice for Helen Krucky, age 96, of Phillips, Wisconsin. The memorial service for Mary Koshak, who passed away April 26th, will be held 11 a.m. Monday, June 23rd, at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls. Father Pazukathara will officiate, assisted by Deacon Chet Ball. A visitation will be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls on Sunday, June 22nd, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., with prayer vigil at 5. A visitation will also be held Monday, June 23rd, from 10 a.m. till the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been a memorial service notification for Mary Koshak, who passed away April 26th of Park Falls.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heinel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Baseball today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Cubs go at it today at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field in Chicago. Last night's game rained out and rescheduled for August 18th. NFL, former Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander signed a one-year deal yesterday with the Baltimore Ravens, reported worth $6 million, but a breakdown shows the deal is actually $4 million, with the rest based on incentives and how many games played. NBA, former Oshkosh North High alum Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. The Thunder up 3-2 in that series, but Halliburton dealing with a strained right calf muscle.
Practice today, did what I could. I know coach just told you guys what the process will be for me to play, and we're just taking it from there.
Are you dealing with the strain?
Yeah.
That's the Indiana Pacers shooting guard Tyrese Halliburton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds and warm today with some showers and thunderstorms developing by later in the day. High temps in the lower 80s. The chance for showers and thunderstorms continues into the nighttime. It'll be a mild night with lows in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 50 degrees.
98Q Country.
Don't rock the jukebox. I want to hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking. Baby's gone, so don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song before you drop that quarter. Keep one thing in mind: you got a heartbroken hill been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear George Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. You don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Alan Jackson on 98Q Country. That was Don't Rock the Jukebox. We had top of the hour news, weather, sports, and all the good stuff that we always start the hour with on 98Q Country. Gray here with you for another day covering Joel. And Joel played Santa Claus last night. He left a whole bunch of Sports Illustrated editions and newspaper issues, mostly centered around the year the Packers won the Super Bowl in the late 90s. As in, like, I'm holding the game program from Super Bowl 31, Packers-Patriots. I'm holding a tribute to the best player in the NFL, two-time MVP, Brett Favre, Gold Collector's Edition. What is this? January 1997, Packer Profiles. Meet your favorite players, past and present. The Daily News from Rhinelander, January 1997, which is the day that the Packers are, let's see here. Oh yeah, that was when the Super Bowl was still in late January, and so that was the day, that was basically Monday, the day after the Super Bowl happened. So like, I've got all kinds of awesome Packers ephemera because Joel again played Santa Claus on one of his days off yesterday. I did mention that because of that, we're going to be looking at all this stuff, and we're about to tear into that. And because of that, I will be throwing out the entire schedule I would normally run with. That said, I did not want to entirely ignore all of history today, for a few reasons. Partially because today is Juneteenth, and this is one of, I think, the most misunderstood federal holidays in all of American history. Quite simply, the Emancipation Proclamation, Abraham Lincoln stating that slavery had ended unilaterally in the states, that happened all the way back in 1863, but slavery was still happening in the states, concentrated mostly last in Texas, as I understand it, all the way until June of 1865. So, yes, the Emancipation Proclamation is a celebrant moment, but there was still slavery happening within the confines of the country until about today's date in 1865. Was it more than 2 years or just under 2 years? More than 2 years. The Emancipation Proclamation was New Year's Day of 1863, so it was 2.5 years after it was stated, hey, no more. It was still going on. So the day it was finally quashed is, I think, a day quite fit for celebration. Anything past that, I'm afraid, has mostly been political spin and a lot of outrage bait. So regardless of what drives the discussion today, it is a day worthy of celebration. Happy Juneteenth. That said, I have got a pile of Packers info to tear into to begin this hour. Later this hour, we should have Kyle Cronin, district administrator from the Shawamigan School District, in. My caffeine is hitting at about the same time as my excitement for all of this Packers stuff I've got going on. I just wanted to give you a little bit of like my description here. So Super Bowl 31, the program, the official game program for that game. Now, this was quite clearly sold as a, I'm thinking like a newsstand type product. It's got a $12 price tag on it. Maybe this was only for sale actually at the game. I'll have to do a little bit of research there. But I'll tell you what, I looked at the index and the first thing I noticed was that the overview of the Packers, you know, this is the Super Bowl program. The overview of the Packers team doesn't happen until page 35. So I thought, what's happening between the front cover and page 35? We start with a Mercury ad. And this is the 97 Mercury Sable and Mercury Sable wagon. You know that car that everybody thought was a Ford Taurus driving by? No. This is the Mercury Sable. And imagine yourself in a Mercury with premium touches like triple door seals for a quiet ride. And like, you got to understand this. This is advertising straight out of the 90s, and you can feel it. Like, I feel like I'm watching previews for Air Bud right now, looking at these brand new, gorgeous marketing shots of a Mercury Sable sedan. Powerful, undulating sides. Those are actual words on this page. What do I have here? Another ad for Fortis. This is... Wow, they actually included a double feature, like covers both pages, centerfold kind of thing. It's a picture of a piece of cardboard on which somebody has written beer over here. And the idea is you're supposed to put this as like a doormat in front of your house for people who might be delivering adult beverages. Like, I don't use cardboard. Use a picture of cardboard printed in an expensive glossy magazine that you paid $12 for. Now, here's the really fun part, though. This one hit me like a, forgive the pun, this one hit me like a sledgehammer. I opened to the table of contents, which is like on page 7 or 8 here, of course, and I've got a simple breakdown of the program. Super Week, Scouting Report, Pete Rozelle remembered because he had just recently passed, Super Bowl Spotlight, 1996 Replay. But these headings are in a font and color combo that has not been used since 2002. Like, I feel like I'm sitting in St. Anthony's right now in third grade looking at textbooks straight out of 1996 because it's the exact same color and theme. Take it to the extreme. Oh, what is this? Introducing Shockwave, rugged audio gear. This is a Walkman, a Panasonic brand cassette player with headphones designed for extreme sports. And because it's designed for extreme sports and they want you to know that, they have made it bright yellow, this cassette player. I mean, seriously, if you want to look, if you want to transport yourself to 1996 for a brief moment, I have a portal. It is full of ads for cigarettes, so I can't post a picture of every page. Like, seriously, there's a collaboration in here, an ad between Zippo and Marlboro. And again, we do not condone any of the above, but what it actually is a Zippo-shaped piece of tag board that is the page. Like, it's not just a normal rectangular piece of paper. They've cut out a Zippo-shaped piece of paper. So when you flip to that page, bam, there's basically a big paper Zippo just sticking out of the magazine. I mean, they were playing with attention spans and ink and there's probably the amount of ink, the amount of mercury in the ink they used to achieve these pastel colors from the 90s. I like this thing weighs like 8 pounds. I'm if you can't tell, I am absolutely geeking out because Joel left all kinds of awesome Packers stuff. Also some not so awesome Packers stuff. Like, I've got the Hard to Say Goodbye issue. That would be the March 17th, 2008 edition of Sports Illustrated. Quote from Brett Favre, "I hope people appreciate me the way I play the game as much as I appreciate them." This is from between him, quote, retiring and then him unretiring to become a Jet. Yeah, that Bermuda Triangle year where he wore that other shade of green. We've got a lot more Packers stuff to talk about, whether you like it or not. I love it. So more country music coming up next. News, weather, sports, twice an hour. We'll get to that right now after a little bit more country music. Here's Blake Shelton. We'll be doing what I like today on 98Q, but we need a little Blake. He'll be singing about doing what she likes. WCQM, 98Q. Should be hearing from Kyle Cronin, district administrator from Shawamigan, later this hour, too.
She likes it when I call in sick to work. Spend the whole day hanging with her. I might get fired, but that's all right. I'm doing what she likes. She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a pitcher of margaritas. Catch a kind of buzz that lasts all night, doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through long hair. Watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I get past second gear, sees gravel flying in the rear view mirror. Sometimes I'm pushing 95, doing what she likes. And she likes it when I find a road that's dark and we pull off somewhere and park. Turn the radio on and turn off the lights and keep doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. Like running my fingers through her long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I sing her old silly songs and throw in words where they don't belong. Sometimes we laugh till we almost cry, doing what she likes. Things are whispering in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair. Lighting watermelon candles upstairs. Letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Yeah, I like doing what she likes.
Country.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Apartment buildings near Tel Aviv destroyed. A hospital hit in southern Israel as Iran hit civilian targets this morning, wounding 40. Israel attacked an inactive Iranian nuclear reactor, still hoping for the U.S. bunker buster bomb to penetrate the main nuclear facility. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
In the White House Situation Room, sources say Trump was briefed on military operations for striking Iran, including a plan to destroy Iran's Fordo nuclear facility deep inside a mountain using a weapon only the U.S. has.
Iran is sending its foreign minister to meet with the European counterparts tomorrow in Geneva. In Israel's other war, the Gaza Health Ministry says 12 people have been killed this morning trying to reach aid distribution sites. Mud and rock slides have rendered I-40 impassable through the Great Smoky Mountains. Hurricane warning for Acapulco, Eric, now a Category 4. This is ABC News.
Sunday.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Temperatures are climbing across Wisconsin, with some parts of the state expecting dangerous heat this weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has some tips on what to do when the weather gets too hot. Remember to stay in cool places when at all possible, hydrate regularly with water, check on your family and friends to ensure that they're staying safe as well, remember your pets as they can be much more vulnerable than you are in the heat, delay outdoor activities until nightfall if possible, though we are aware that Wisconsin's unofficial state bird, the mosquito, can sometimes make that a bit difficult, and always have an emergency kit prepared, just in case tragedy strikes. Remember, even though the temperatures are climbing, your stress doesn't have to if you just pay attention. Looking for something to do this weekend? Be sure to check out the Park Falls Community Garage and Sidewalk Sales. These will be taking place all over Park Falls, with over 20 sales listed, including large multi-household sales, where you are sure to find some treasures. A complete list of participating businesses and garage sales is available at business.parkfalls.com and on the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page. Once again, this is beginning Friday at 9 a.m. and continuing through the weekend for the Park Falls Community Garage and Sidewalk Sales. Hurricane season started, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains that there's a good chance for above normal activity with a handful of major storms.
The hurricane season starts on June 1st and runs through November 30th. That's a 6-month-long season, and the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration predicts a 60% chance of an above normal season to strike. NOAA thinks there will be about 13 to 19 named storms with winds of 39 miles per hour or more. And of those, 6 to 10 of them are expected to become hurricanes with winds of 74 miles per hour or stronger. And as for the major destructive hurricanes, Category 3, 4, or 5 strength, NOAA predicts we'll see about 3 to 5 of them this season. So here's what's happening. We're still in an end zone neutral phase, which means we're not in an El Nino pattern or a La Nina. This means that the trade winds are weaker, and with still well above normal ocean water temperatures, pairing the higher heat with the weak wind shear, it'll make it much easier for tropical storms to form. And there's also forecasted to be higher activity with the West African monsoon. That's where hurricanes start. NOAA says they're about 70% confident in their forecast for this hurricane season. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Baseball today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Cubs go at it today at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field in Chicago. Last night's game rained out and rescheduled for August 18th. NFL, former Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander signed a one-year deal yesterday with the Baltimore Ravens, reported worth $6 million, but a breakdown shows the deal is actually $4 million, with the rest based on incentives and how many games played. NBA, former Oshkosh North High alum Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. The Thunder up 3-2 in that series, but Halliburton dealing with a strained right calf muscle.
Practice today, did what I could. I know Coach just told you guys what the process will be for me to play, and we're just taking it from there.
Are you dealing with a strain?
Yeah.
That's the Indiana Pacers shooting guard Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Get ready for two big days this year, Friday and Saturday, June 27th and 28th, for Kenan Georgetown Fire Department's Truck and Tractor Pull at Kenan Memorial Park off of County N in Kenan, Wisconsin. Weigh-ins start Friday at 6 p.m. with Western Wisconsin Truck Pullers, 11 classes plus semis at 7 p.m. Saturday weigh-ins 9 to 11 a.m. with Mid-State Pullers of Wisconsin, 2 hooks per vehicle, including Track Patrol Eliminator in 3 categories. Take in family fun with a parade, children's museum, food from John and Heidi's Happy Days, raffles, and so much more. All proceeds go to Kenan Georgetown Fire Department. Don't miss it!
If you've been diagnosed with dementia or care for someone who has, the ADRC of the North is here to help. A local dementia care specialist offers free consultations and support to connect you with resources that help you stay active and engaged in your community. Services include support groups in Phillips and Park Falls, along with other social and educational opportunities. Call the ADRC of the North at 1-866-663-3607 to learn more about what a dementia care specialist can do for you.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Suncast Sheds have the storage solution you need for any backyard space, whether it's protecting equipment or storing yard tools. Suncast's durable, low-maintenance outdoor sheds come in a variety of size and style options that will suit your needs. Pick up an in-stock Suncast storage shed today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
No matter where you are in life, we're here for you. Marshfield Clinic primary care teams offer the kind of care you need when and where you need it. Marshfield Clinic. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others. Topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building and your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds and warm today with some showers and thunderstorms developing by later in the day. High temps in the lower 80s. The chance for showers and thunderstorms continues into the nighttime. It'll be a mild night with lows in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 50 degrees.
98Q Country.
They're building up this water town. Ain't nobody hanging around. Another gray September day. Was I crazy to think she'd stay? If that sun would have just hung up in that sky just a little bit, yeah, just a little bit longer. If those blue water waves could have stayed at her feet on the beach instead of going out with the tide. If that wind was a friend, it'd still be blowing in like a warm southern whisper. Against the cold, let her memory take hold, stirring that old fire up as if I don't miss her enough. If that sun would have just hung up in that sky just a little bit, yeah, just a little bit long. If those blue water waves could have stayed at her feet on the beach instead of going out with the tide. If that wind was a friend, it'd still be blowing in like a warm southern whisper on her. She might have stayed forever and ever, ever left these arms of only I.
In the morning.
They make me laugh every single morning.
98Q Country.
A woman is a mystery.
times all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow and hold her all night long. Heaven knows there's so many ways a man can go wrong. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and closed those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something right. Anyway, wanna go, baby, show me the way. I'm open to suggestions, whatever you say. Tonight's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. I'm on the right road, judging by the smile on your face. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and closed those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but
Currington on 98Q, must be doing something right. Gray here with you in the tail end of the 7 o'clock hour. Should be hearing from Kyle Cronin, District Administrator from the Schwamigan School District, in a few, perhaps, country music until then. And if he's busy, so be it, because I've got a lot of awesome Packer stuff to talk about, but I'd really love to chat with him about it, too. So, hoping we do get to chat with Kyle today. That said, if you want to talk about busy people, I know few busier. So, We'll have fun no matter what happens to finish the 7 o'clock hour. We'll have a quick word from sponsors coming up here in just a sec. But even before that, we'll hear from either both of us or just me with more of this. This program is a trip. But I'm looking at some of the local newspapers, too, and I thought I might bring you some of the local words, some of what was said locally about the Packers' victory in Super Bowl 31 back on January 26th. Of 97. Let's get back to some country music first, though. A newer artist on the scene, a single from just last year. He's only been active since the, well, early 2020s. Pretty fresh face in country music. Here's Josh Ross with Single Again on 98Q Country.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone. But I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand
you stayed up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed, just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again. I got a same old Tennessee. 615, bitch, you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed, just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again. Oh, single again.
It's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98 Q Country.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend, but this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends, ends, ends. But this is where it ends. You showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing is where it ends.
That's Bailey Zimmerman on 98 Q Country, Where It Ends. We heard from Josh Ross, Billy Currington, Jason Aldean, and more here in the tail end of the 7 o'clock hour. I am sitting in front of a stack of things so beautiful that I can hardly believe they exist. And usually, when I'm saying things like that, it's just my girlfriend I'm talking about. But right now, I've got something secondary to her. But holy cow, is it still magnificent. It's the program to Super Bowl 31. Joel, I don't know how long, I don't know if he came into it all at once or if it was like a steady collection that he's been building, but I walked into the 98Q Country station today to a big stack, like a foot tall stack of Packers, Sports Illustrated, the Daily News from Rhinelander, mostly from 1996 and 97, the year the Packers won the Super Bowl, and around that time, like just after it in some cases, leading up to it as well. But I've also got like the Sports Illustrated that came out just after Brett Favre retired the first time from the Packers. Hard to say goodbye, it says. I've also got a 1997 Packer profile, Brett Favre wearing a cheese head on the cover. We've also got the Gold Collector Series Football Magazine. And I mean, so many newspapers. The top one I've got here, it's a picture of Leroy Butler jumping on Reggie White and giving Reggie a headlock. Reggie with his fists up in the air after Reggie took down Drew Bledsoe during the second half of Super Bowl 31 in New Orleans. White set a Super Bowl record that day with 3 sacks all in the second half. Came to the team 4 years before in search of a ring and finally got it. That's the caption underneath the front page photo from the Rhinelander Daily News, January 27th, 1997. What else do we have? You know what? And I love this because this is just a snapshot of January 1997. What else do we have here? Super Bowl. Police report from that week. Oh, here's people who think the past is in the past, and I have the police reports from Rhinelander in 1997. Like, 2 people out there just went, hey, no, don't talk about that. Brad Pitt berates his last film, Devil's Own, even though he's the star. James Earl Ray hospitalized. Oh, man, wow. It's amazing what was topical, and it's not all that long ago. I'm not going to pretend like this isn't from the dawn of time. I know that, but it's just that's what makes it all the more incredible. It wasn't that long ago, and yet that makes the differences stand out so stark. Bucks defense topples Spurs. Mike Ditka confirms his return to coaching. Oh no. He will return to the NFL as the new coach of the New Orleans Saints, saying, I'm going to climb the mountain one more time. Ditka, before he gave away the whole draft for Ricky Williams just a couple years later. Wow, this is so cool and in such good shape. I have, like I said, I don't know if Joel accumulated this all at once. I suspect he might have been building this up over a certain time, but Joel likes to peruse the yard sales. I don't know if he's into, I know he likes that thrift store over in Rhinelander, that huge one over by the fairgrounds. So maybe that's involved. Honestly, this feels like he's giving me an early inheritance. I know that's super, super dark, but like, Joel, where did you get all this? I'm going to be taking sneak peeks into this throughout the day. Again, the program for Super Bowl 31, 250 pages long. I'm going to go grab some other stuff. I've been kind of pouring over the same 4 things here. Hopefully you can just have a little bit of my excitement bleed into your Thursday, along with our twice an hour dose of news, sports, and weather. I'm here for the rest of the week. We'll be talking to Mike Clemens tomorrow about the exciting happenings in Green Bay and in Milwaukee, both Bucks-wise and Brewers-wise. Right now, we got to get to a quick word from sponsors, a little bit more country music before that top of the hour news, I promised. And throughout the 8 o'clock hour, we'll see who we see in the studio. Maybe we'll hear from Big G. Maybe our very own Austin Brume will show up. I'm not sure, but we'll have fun with it throughout the day. And one thing I do know for sure, whole bunch of country music all day on 98Q.
98Q Country.
Attention hunters. Fader Sports Center in Phillips is helping you gear up for the fall hunting seasons. Buy any new shotgun, rifle, or handgun priced at $500 or more from their in-stock inventory and receive a $50 gift card to use on your next visit. Choose from manufacturers such as Winchester, Savage, Mossberg, and TriStar in all the popular rifle calibers and shotgun gauges. This promotion runs through July 6, 2025. Get your best selection now at Bader Sports Center right next to Pick and Save Highway 13 in Phillips.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter, literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the Chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Northern Comfort Systems Specialists of Phillips. They handle all your HVAC products and services. They're not comfortable until you're comfortable.
Visit the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer to enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species. Kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like the T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting adventure with life-size dinos and hands-on discoveries. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily, now through October 5th. Visit MilwaukeeZoo.org for more information.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the mountains or go pick up your dry cleaning?
RV wins!
Are we cleaning the gutters or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Are we getting a new passport or cruising up the coast?
RV wins!
Don't forget, you got that trip to Sweden coming up.
Oh, yeah, passport, then RV.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there. Com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcast at the top of the... No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
If you need to hire, you know it takes time. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates the very next day? Now you can with ZipIntro from ZipRecruiter. You simply pick a time and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day.
Try ZipIntro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipIntro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A week of war, and it's only intensifying.
Iranian missiles hitting multiple locations inside Israel today, including a direct hit on a medical building in southern Israel. Firefighters say apartment buildings were also hit.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.